Well, one of the races everyone is watching is the Senate race in Missouri. A new NBC Marist poll out today finds incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill up 3 points over Republican State Attorney General Josh Hawley. President Trump returns to Missouri today for his second rally there in the last 5 days. And joining us now from Kansas City for the very last installment of our Senate Tracker series is Samuel King, Missouri government and politics reporter for KCUR. Hi, Samuel.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Claire McCaskill is a well-known name in Missouri running for her third term. But tell us more about her and how she's managed to connect with voters even as her state has shifted further to the right over time. President Trump won there by a lot.
Well, Claire McCaskill really prides herself on reaching out to across the state. A lot of observers here say that comes from her loss in the 2004 governor's race, where she did well in traditional Democratic areas, but it wasn't quite enough to get her into that race. It's the only political office she ever lost. So she has really made a point of going to small towns across the state as senator and throughout this campaign, really trying to show that she is someone who could represent everyone in Missouri in the face of a sort of, as you mentioned, a definitely red trend in Missouri.
Yeah, President Trump won by nearly 19 points back in 2016. Claire McCaskill's opponent is 38-year-old Josh Hawley, the state attorney general. Why hasn't this race been a slam dunk for him in Missouri?
I think the popularity of Claire McCaskill in terms of she being a known figure, a lot of people trust her. I talked with a couple of voters after a recent debate who said they voted for her in the past, but they do have some questions about the national party overall. So it appears that Josh Hawley really hasn't closed the deal, so to speak, with some of those voters who might be trending Republican and have voted Republican for President Trump, for example. But when you look at his campaign schedule, usually today is a bit of an exception because it's the last day before the election. But if you look across, he's going to really Republican areas, really trying to rally that base, sort of a Trumpian base. So it is interesting that, as you mentioned, Jeremy, that it is as close as it is. But I think it just points to, as you know, the complicated nature of Missouri politics. It's unusual for some of the red states to have sort of two large, relatively large metro areas that have a lot of Democratic support, a lot of Democratic votes. So that's something that Josh Hawley is up against as well.
Okay, well, let's listen to the candidates. Here is Claire McCaskill in a recent debate.
Absolutely, we should secure the border however is necessary. I stand four square with the president that he should use any tool at his disposal to make sure our border is never overrun. That is why the Border Patrol agents have endorsed me in this race.
So you see there that she is trying to show that she's got a tougher stance on immigration. This is Josh Hawley, the attorney general, saying maybe she's not quite as moderate as people think.
She has opposed this president on every single priority. Justice Kavanaugh, she was a no. Justice Gorsuch, she was a no. Tax cuts, no. Securing the border, no.
How liberal is she?
Well, if you look at, depending on who you ask, the Senator McCaskill has voted with President Trump's agenda between 40% to 50% of the time, just looking at the totality. And in terms of border security, definitely that's been a bone of contention here in the race. McCaskill, as you heard, touting that endorsement by the Border Agents Union. She says she supports a lot of funding for border security. And Josh Hawley has really tried to attack her on that. But in terms of other factors, like, you know, she's come out recently talking about so-called crazy Democrats, that she's not one of those crazy Democrats who are coming up to people at restaurants and part of sort of the mob that the Republican side has been talking about. She has definitely tried to position herself as someone who will work with the president when it's good for Missouri and will vote against him when it's not good for the state. She said she's not going to be beholden to the party leaders. Obviously, Josh Hawley has really criticized her on that, because if she did vote against the tax cuts, she didn't think they went far enough for the middle class. She did not support the Obamacare repeal. She voted against Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh as well.
Now, President Trump is going to be in Missouri this evening with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. What are you expecting?
Well, I think we're expecting sort of the same that we've seen in sort of the president's barnstorming tour across the country. He's definitely popular here. Even that NBC Marist poll that came out today showed him at above 50% in Missouri, which is interesting when you contrast that with it showing McCaskill ahead. Just kind of shows you that some things here in Missouri are hard to predict. But I think the fact that it is the last rally of sort of the midterm season shows the importance that the White House is putting on this race. The Vice President Mike Pence was here on Friday, and between the president's visits, he mentioned, and the governor Mike Parson was there as well, and they mentioned that either the president or vice president has been here more than 10 times since they've been in office. So just showing the importance of Missouri to the White House. And I think the timing of this rally is sort of indicative of that.
That's Samuel King, Missouri government and politics reporter at KCUR. We are going to be watching Missouri tomorrow, see what happens. Samuel, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And a little late-breaking news on this from the Associated Press. Fox News Channel says Sean Hannity will not be appearing as a guest at President Trump's campaign rally in Missouri tonight.